This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up ahead of the big government employment and unemployment report that's on the way in just over half an hour now. Economists are expecting a moderately strong 218,000 more people on payrolls for June. We'll see if the data bears that out. It'll be interesting to drill down into the demographics of unemployment. The jobless rate runs nearly 15% for people 25 and under. For those over 55, it's down to about 5%. But Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is here to explain why that last number is misleading. Thanks for getting up, Mitchell.
Hi, David. Good to be here.
It's about who's unemployed and for how long among older Americans, right?
Right. You know, look, on the face of it, it looks pretty good if you're one of these older workers and you're looking for work. Problem is that more of these people are long-term unemployed than any other group.
But what accounts for some of this? Is it that they're often told you don't have, quote, a modern skill set that the employer wants, or you're missing the digital toolbox that everyone needs to have?
That's the perception. And look, it's to a certain extent true. Carl Van Horn at the Workforce Development Center at Rutgers has surveyed older workers, including ones that are still in their jobs but kind of quaking in their boots. And he had this to say.
They really feel a sense of inadequacy and anxiety about their tenure at work because most people work in companies that don't provide a lot of in-house training, and they, in a sense, feel the footsteps of the younger workers behind them and a sense that they are a disposable commodity.
You know, and then there's the problem that once you're unemployed, let's say for 6 months or more, employers kind of think you have cooties, you know, you're damaged goods, and they're actually less likely to call you or interview you.
All right, but what about discrimination, pure and simple? You have a younger hiring manager, they're in their 30s, worried about someone retiring in a few years, or maybe they've seen the T-shirt, old age and treachery will overcome youth and skill, and they're simply threatened.
That's clearly a possibility. Now, technically, hiring managers aren't allowed to discriminate based on age. But, of course, this is really hard to prove. Here's the way Lauren Botney explained this to me. She's 58. She's a lawyer. She gets interviews for corporate and law jobs, and then that's about it.
You know, there's been a number of times where I've scratched my head and gone to my coaches, and I would even get feedback sometimes if a recruiter was involved. You know, we'll be with you. Can you start yesterday? And they didn't call back. You never know for sure if it's because of your age or not.
You know, now keep in mind, everyone's age is incredibly easy to figure out these days. You know, your job profile on LinkedIn, sort of right in front of anyone who might be hiring you.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.